Ending today's program, that was A Life of Desperation by the String Orchestra of Brighton, conducted by Quinn Carson, composed also by him, a new work from the Boston area. And we want to say thank you for your time today on KVMP, KVAMP. I am Peter Moorhead. And coming up next is the home of Nonstop Top Shop Pop and the inventor of the one-hour nonstop rock. So join us next week. We're going to have an exclusive interview with a historian friend of mine, a Mr. Nigel Heathcliff. We'll come into the studio. We'll be happy to have him. So have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Here is Kit Casper and Colby Acosta.
Casper and Acosta here. I know it's only Monday morning, but I'm asking all you members of the Beehive out there, where the honey is? Kit Casper here, live in studio with my main squeeze and my work wife, Colby Acosta.
Hey, how we doing?
How we doing, Colby? I know that it is Monday morning. We're shaking off that buzz from Sunday night. Now, it is 6 o'clock right now, but the first hit at the top of the hour is 5 a.m. by Splooge McFunk.
5 a.m.
Man, it just gets me going in the morning.
Colby, I got to tell you, Splooge McFunk is rising and thrusting his way to the top of the charts, and pretty soon he's going to pop off.
Talk about a wake-up call, Casper.
And speaking of wake-up calls, Acosta, we got a busy hour in store on Monday morning featuring our prank phone call of the week. But first up, tell us what hit on the nonstop pop shop. But first off, tell us what...
Not as easy as it looks in the morning, is it, kid?
Okay. But first off, tell us our next stop on the Top Shop Pop. There we go. But first up, Acosta, why don't you tell us what our next stop is on the Top Shop Pop?
Well, folks, you know we bring you the brand new music at 105.5 The Hive. And to our loyal listening busy bees out there, this morning, folks, it's a new song by Bonefex called I Can't Hear the Waves Anymore.
I mean, other than the fact that you have to freaking sign it together, I feel like there's a take in there.
Yeah, you just want to try it one more time?
I want to try it one more time. Okay.
Right here, 105.5.
Heavy like a stone, then weigh
All right, Kobe, we are back in studio. We are live, and we've got two of the most special guests we've ever had in the studio. We've got the songwriting duo behind the hottest hit of the summer, which is thrusting the hottest movie of the spring. Of course, we're talking about none other than Coat Rack 2. Acosta, why don't you tell us the two guys we're talking to today in studio?
Ladies and gentlemen, here at 105 The Hive, we are happy to have this morning here in studio two of the best songwriters we might have of our generation. It's the songwriting duo of Carson and Week. They're here live in studio and here today to tell us a little bit about a brand new song we're going to debut in a few minutes. Stay tuned. But also, we just want to talk. Mr. Week, how's it going today? And can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to make Coat Rack 2?
Hey, what's up, dudes? Really appreciate you guys having me on. Can't speak for Quinn, but I'm a big fan of the show and what you guys are doing here. And getting asked to write a hit song for a hit movie was a new experience for me. You guys know much about my background. Don't have the professional training Quinn does. And so, it was a lot of pressure, but we banged it out, you know.
Right. It's amazing. And of course, it's one of the highest grossing films of all time. And you've got the hit single with it. And can you tell us a little bit what it was like writing in the studio?
You know, coming out of COVID, Quinn and I really had to hone in on the ability to be able to work remotely. And once we were able to get into the studio, you know, it was a bit of an adjustment phase for us to really work in that intimate setting again. And again, you know, I don't have the training Quinn does professionally. But, to get all that funding from the studio and be able to put this thing together, it was nerve-wracking, but exciting at the same time.
That's amazing. Well, we're here with Carson and Week, and we're at 105.5 The Hive, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some brand new music and some of the top pop hit rock hour songs of the day. It's Monday morning. 607 coming right at you. KVMP KVamp, the home of nonstop top shop pop and the inventor of 1 hour nonstop rock.
Kit Casper and here at 105.5 Beehive, we're calling to all our loyal listening busy bees out there. Caller number 5 will have a chance to win our trivia question and receipt 2. I survived the hive at 105.5. T-shirts and a $20 gift certificate to Donnie's Tattoo Parlor and more. Located on the corner of Shakedown and Kelly Highway.
Here at 105.5, we keep the hits coming and say no to the ad-pushing hacks at the FCC. We've got a new hit single from Billie Eilish coming up right now. After a word from Fisher VCR on.
Hi, I'm Larry Fisher Sr.
And I'm Larry Fisher Jr.
And here at Fisher VCR Repair, we know that family means something.
Like family means fixing a VCR.
Everybody remembers those homemade moments, family moments recorded, or the sex tape you recorded with your first wife.
Tonight, Larry Fisher Sr., 45, and Larry Fisher Jr., 29, were arrested for possession and conspiracy to make bootleg cough syrup here in our local town. Found over 200 gallons of the stuff. The shop has been around for over 30 years, located on the corner of Wilshire and 2nd, and police came there and broke in and arrested the two gentlemen
who have had this VCR store for some time as a front. We'll be right back after this.
Kit Casper coming back at you Monday morning, and we've got a real stud of a star here in the studio, none other than Quinn Carson, featured on the second hit you heard today in studio. And Quinn, you know, I've got to ask you the big question on everybody's mind, Cult Rat 2. You know, Cult Rat 2 comes after Cult Rat 1, comes after Boat Rat 2, after Boat Rat 1. A lot of movies, a lot of fans think that stuff gets saturated by the third and fourth films. How are you guys able to revitalize a franchise in the process of writing a hit song?
Well, you know, it's a lot like a reverb, you know, in a studio. If it's too saturated, you just try and take things away, you know. So that's what we tried to do on this one, I think.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Quinn, I've also got to ask you, you know, Daniel was hinting at it. He doesn't have the professional training that you do, the experience that you do. Do you find that it brings some sort of levity to the process working with somebody that comes from a different avenue as yourself?
Yeah, you know, he grew up two streets over. And so we just came from the same world, but different avenues, you know, like you said. Yeah. It's amazing.
All right, Acosta, we're about to throw 105 mile an hour heat at him with this single here. Quinn, before we get this radio track on the waves, is there anything you want to let the listeners know before they hear this for the first time?
You know, I think that when we got together, right, Daniel, like we were at your house, right? I think it was there.
Oh yeah, you know, I just turned 14, and we were drinking some Mountain Dew and playing video games, and you know, Quinn played this sound on the trombone that actually made me shit myself.
What a trombone head.
And that was the start of my journey into auxiliary percussion.
It's about all the time we had for ourselves those days. We're shitting ourselves, you know.
Alrighty, well, this is Kit Casper with Acosta in the Morning. We're joined with Carson and Week. And Quinn, you know, one question I've got for you real quick before we get to this next track is, you know, the songwriting duo, you and Daniel, it produced some singles and some tracks that me and Acosta grew up with. And, you know, a lot of fans are saying that the sound is a little bit different than the success that you guys saw in the early years. And what would you say to the listeners and the fans out there in regards to the tonal shift from Coat Rack to I'll Go Home?
Oh, I'd have to say fuck them.
Yeah. Quinn, here at Casper and Acosta in the Morning, we can't really use that language. So while we go check in with our producer, Steve, and the FCC.
Yeah, crazy worker bees out there. It's Monday morning, and we're here to tell you the buzz, but not the fuzz, right?
Yes, you know, around here, Quinn, we call that a buzzword.
Yes, buzzword. You've got some honey, and we're going to have to pay some money for that one. Okay.
105.5 The Hive. If you've got the money, we got the honey, but we're going to have a little less honey for the money after that fine from the FCC. Quinn Carson of Carson and Week using a buzzword.
Let's press play on this one. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. 105.5 The Hive.
Ah, no, it's Monday morning. All you busy bees are on the way to work, but we're here to tell you, it's never too early for a little honey.
All you crazy worker bees out there, make sure you come out to Prescott Hugen Honda this Tuesday from 1 to 4 to meet your favorite Monday morning radio maniacs from 105.5 The Hive. The V-Team will be up from 1 to 4 with the great crew of Prescott Hugen Honda with a barbecue provided by Bobby Bones, Ribs and More, located in the corner of Norman and Edie, as the black and yellow boys will get the green light to give away one red 2023 Honda Pilot to a lucky listener of KVMP. Be the lucky member of The Hive and you will drive away with a new car from the Prescott Hugen Honda located off Highway 69 on Helen Avenue.
Urgent message to all you worker bees out there. The first one to buzz into the studio with the correct answer to our trivia question will get two. I got this hickey from the K-Vamp t-shirts and a season pass to Tri-State Speedway, the second safest dirt track racing location in the Four Counties area. Tri-State Speedway, located off of Stanton Road near Moore Street, opened in 1994 after the horse track that previously occupied the land was deemed haunted by a priest. Speaking of which, we've got Judas Priest and Bad Religion back to back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Last summer, Reese Witherspoon and Jack Nicholson brought you the story of a generation.
I don't know what to do here.
Annie, sweet Annie. Don't let anyone tell you what you can do with your boat.
I'm going to build this rack.
Listen, lady, I've been doing boats a long time. You can't just put a rack on a boat.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, get off of there.
Anna Stewart left the big city in search of life, liberty, and the sea.
I may be from the big city, but that doesn't mean I don't know how to build a rack.
Instead, she would create history.
You can't just come down here and change my life. Boats are all I know.
Oh, get off of there!
As she navigated through the pains and hardships of building a new life, we were placed in a new world which rested upon the principle that when the world isn't there to support you, you got a rackety, rackety, rack, rack, rack. Rack Witherspoon in Boat Rack.
This boat needs this rack.
Annie, there's one thing I figured out. It's that none of us know, but you still gotta try.
Reintroducing James Vanderbeek.
Anna.
Jimmy.
Rack Witherspoon in Boat Rack.
Coming this winter, it's Let Me Show You Something with the Skin Cannon. Sam King Cannon.
I'm the horticulturalist. And today I'm looking at the landscape irrigation system and trying to make sure that everything's functioning properly and that everything's getting covered.
Coming this winter, let me show you something.
Covered.
With the Skin Cannon, Sam King Cannon.
And we're back. And like we said, please get those submissions in for the t-shirts. And here this morning, 105.5 The Hive, we have expert riding duo Carson and Week in the studio with us. Daniel, when was the last time you went into the studio with Quinn?
You know, the last time I went into the studio with Quinn, pre-Boat Rack 2, was when we were experimenting with some of his solo tracks up there in Boston, and we stayed and we worked with a real good producer named Pat, and you know, Jesse on the bass, and we got King Mo on the keys, and that was a real good learning process for me to be in the studio with professionals for the first time.
Yeah, it was great to be there, and that was probably the last time we did this number, and we came out with this idea called I'll Go Home, and we wrote it about a dear friend we used to have. He recently got married and is pregnant with his second child, so we have not seen him in a few years, sadly. So this song was written about Mr. Solo Dolo, and it's called I'll Go Home.
K-Vamp, KVMP here at 105.5. We put the cool in Dracula, bringing you the coolest hits from the streets and the hottest hits from the sheets all morning long. Here's I'll Go Home by Carson and Week.
Too late to say goodbye. I sit back and wonder. On a fire, I take off my glasses, can't see the text on my phone.
105.5 The Hive. Kit Casper here in studio with Acosta. We just got off the phone with producer Steve, and he said,
you guys are in trouble.
Trouble. So you know what I say to that? I think you need to talk about what our best song on the charts is right now. Let's get back on the schedule.
Yeah, speaking of getting back on schedule, the next stop on the Top Shop Pop Tour is none other than Bonafex Tree from Quinn Carson. Coming at you right now. Monday morning, 6:29 p.m. Kit Casper here with Acosta. We're here to tell you that it has been another solid hour of nonstop rock and Top Shop Pop. As you head into the Hive for the Monday morning buzz, don't forget to grab the honey.
And of course, you know, hit us up on Twitter, Crazy Morning Cave Vamp Crew. Obviously, we talk about it every day, you know, get those follows.
Don't forget to check out our page on Twitter at the Crazy Morning K-Vamp Crew, where you can see outtakes and extras from our
phone call prank of the week.
Kit, every morning I like to ask the same question to our listeners. If you could do something different every day, what would you do?
I would probably stop masturbating in the studio.
Hey, Splooge McFunk says what?
Say what?
Yeah, anyway, tomorrow's going to be a good show. We've got some big things lined up. You know, we've got a birthday coming up and a special interview with one of the top artists of the day, rising the charts, soon to be number one, Chance the Vampire. Also, don't forget Peter Moorhead in the morning. Peter, Crazy Peter, Crazy Pete.
Where that Pete head at?
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 105.5 The Hive. We thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the morning. I'm not going to say goodbye.
This is Kit Casper signing off, and as always, we're the honey.
The honey, yeah.